Good morning, listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Terry Gray, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing with NRF Distributing. How you doing, Terry?
Oh, we're doing excellent today. Thanks for asking.
It's good to talk to you. I guess you're up in Augusta, Maine today. Is that right?
Yeah, our corporate offices are all in Augusta, Maine, and we service from this office 8 states.
Okay. So, yeah, why don't you give us a little background on NRF, if you would, please.
Yeah, NRF has been around for about 30 years. Incorporated, we basically have extended our territories a couple times, purchased other marketplaces, and we distribute all floor covering products everywhere twice a week.
Okay.
We have about 80 salespeople on the street selling various products.
Oh, when you say all types, I mean, you're talking rubber, resilient, carpets, wood?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. And you focus on both the residential and the commercial market?
Yes, we've been focusing on the commercial market probably about 8 years now, where we have a commercial team everywhere from specifying to actually going to job sites and kind of a pull-through market approach to getting names out there and getting products out there.
Okay. Now, I'm a little bit of a historian, and before we did this interview, I looked a little bit on your website. You've got a pretty neat little background. Is it Pomerleau?
Yeah, Pomerleau family, yeah.
Yeah, the Pomerleau family. Looks like you've been around for a long time, made it through the Depression selling ice cream at fairs.
And yes, that's true.
Then you got into the retail furniture business, and one thing has led to another, and now your focus is distribution of flooring products.
Right.
And I'm talking to Terry Gray, as I said at the beginning, but that's your married name, and you are a Pomerleau. Is that right?
Yes, I am. It's a good-sized business, but a lot of the family works here. We're down to grandsons, and Norman Pomerleau is my father. He's the president.
All right. So you're in the news. I'm going to talk a little bit about the news. You've made the decision to expand your relationship with the Tarkett and Johnson Eye. Is that right?
Yes, we've been talking to them for quite some time. They have a very beautiful product line. They have some really nice commercial product lines that we didn't previously carry. And they've made some new product introductions and new sampling vehicles for our territory that we're very excited to show everybody.
Okay. So you're kind of a leader up there in your 8-state area. I'm just curious, you know, where you saw the fit. I guess you've been selling Johnsonite, and now you're just adding the Tarkett residential line, right?
Yeah. Well, we had Johnsonite probably for the past 30 years. So Johnsonite has always been a strong mix in our company. Mm-hmm. And then what happened, the commercial Johnsonite we've been involved in, but we haven't really been involved with residential Tarkett. And that's the piece that we've been trying to put together. Putting new products in the line was key for us, and getting a display vehicle that will be really unique to our territory. So that's been kind of fun putting it together. And we're looking forward to having great sales.
Mm-hmm. What is it you like about Johnsonite and Tarkett?
The fix. You know, the blend. When you can show a consumer, and I mean talking about a hospital, you can show them the floor that matches the carpet, that matches the cove base, that matches, I mean, they have like a story.
Right.
That, so you can sell something from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
So a storyboard is what we like about it. It's not just one product. The products all have color match potential.
Actually, with Johnsonite and Tarkett, it's not like you're selling a product. It's like you're selling the experience of living on that floor, right?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we've always liked about Johnson. Johnsonite has always done a good job doing that. Mm-hmm. They've always showed us the system approach to managing, especially commercial work, and now they've transferred that to the residential side. So you're kind of buying a system when you buy, an I-floor. They give you a choice of all kinds of product lines to take. You know, the cove base, the carpet, the vinyl, all the things that go together. So when in a design community, that's what everybody loves to see is fashion and wow, somebody put it together for me, and they all come from one company, and that's important for people today with freight rates and those types of things.
Well, talk a little bit about business conditions up in your part of the world.
Actually, we're doing good, you know, keeping with last year's numbers and a little better. And I think that the floor covering retailers are doing better. I mean, I think that the economy is good. I think people are spending money again. It's wonderful.
So since you cover both areas, to read between the lines, what you're saying is that commercial's been pretty steady. Obviously, we all know residential's been down, and you're saying residential's recovering and commercial continues to be strong?
Yes, commercial is always going to be a strong part of the market. If you stay abreast of the buildings going up and the hospitals and the schools and all the kind of stuff that's going on and getting specs on jobs and working that market, it'll help. And I think we need to help our retailers get more aggressive and just get more business.
So what is your outlook for 2012?
I think we're going to have a great year. I think it's going to be awesome opportunities for everybody. I think we have beautiful stuff to sell and a great sales force. And that wraps it up, I think.
All right, so you're optimistic. That's good to hear. It's right before Christmas. Are you staying around in Augusta for Christmas time?
Oh, yes. All the family gets together. It's a great family bonding time, right?
That's right. All right. Well, hope you have a great Christmas. It's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Terry Gray, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing with NRF Distributing. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.